On Monday, April 14th, on the eve of Pope Benedict XVI's visit to the United States, four Catholic theologians gathered to discuss the impact of 40 years of Humanae Vitae, the Vatican document that solidified the ban on contraception. Widely acknowledged as a defining moment in modern church history, Humanae Vitae became a source of great conflict and division within the church. Today, we know that the majority of Catholics in the United States and around the world routinely ignore the ban on contraception. Over the course of the next four podcasts, we will share with you the thoughts of four noted Catholic theologians on the various aspects of Humanae Vitae. In today's podcast, we will continue our series with Rosemary Radford Ruther, who will discuss the history of contraception within the Catholic Church. Rosemary Radford Ruther has been a pioneer Christian feminist theologian for over three decades and is among the most widely read feminist theologians in North America. Rosemary Radford Ruther is the Carpenter Emerita Professor of Feminist Theology at Pacific School of Religion and a board member of Catholics for Choice. Here now, Rosemary Radford Ruther.
What I hope to do is just give a quick thumbnail sketch of the history of anti-contraception, shall we say, in the Catholic Church. It's a teaching that's an old one, going back to Augustine in the 4th century, but there was not a lot of emphasis on it until the 20th century, and that's when Protestants began to change their teaching. It's important to realize that Protestants had inherited this teaching and only began to question it officially around the 1920s to 30s, and in the 30s, the Anglican Church began to change its teaching, and that aroused the Vatican's concern, and they put out a document in 1930 called Casti Connubii, the holiness of marriage, basically, in which they rejected absolutely any form of contraception. They did adapt a little bit in 1951 to allow the so-called rhythm method, which allows you to abstain during your the woman's so-called infertile period, although it's not that easy to discern that period. But that became a huge emphasis in Catholic circles. It was almost as though that was the main point of being a Catholic. But there began to be a lot of restiveness about that, obviously was causing a lot of difficulties. And so when the Vatican Council opened in the 1960s, there was a big flood of books that were deliberately sent to the Vatican Council to ask for a change in that teaching. And one of them was edited by an archbishop by the name of Thomas Roberts called Contraception and Holiness. And so there began to be a concern in the Vatican that that should be addressed, especially because there was a UN conference on population coming up in 1964. So the Pope organized a commission, a special commission on birth control. Eventually it had 58 members, most of them lay people. Catholic couples, there were three Catholic couples from the Catholic family movement. There was a huge number of sociologists and medical people and so on. So it was not mainly theologians, although there were theologians represented. The Crowleys, who were one of the couples that attended as members, brought a lot of testimony from Catholic families that this method didn't work, that it caused all kinds of tensions and so on. And many of the theologians were shocked. They had never heard this kind of testimony. And in 1966, when this commission finished its work, they voted overwhelmingly to change the teaching, to basically allow any form of contraception that was medically safe, and of course within faithful marriage and so on. So this was the majority report. It was actually the only report, which was voted on by 52 of the members. Only four dissented from it. And that was the only report that was sent to the Pope, because they did not actually authorize a minority report. But these four who dissented created their own negative report, and they got to the Pope and convinced him that it would be very threatening somehow to the Church's authority. And that was their main argument, that this would threaten the Church's teaching authority if this teaching would change. And so the Pope, 2 years later, in 1968, issued this Humanae Vitae, sort of affirming the traditional teaching and not accepting the report of his own commission. But there was an immediate outpouring of criticism about this. Charles Curran, who was a leading Catholic ethicist, organized a dissenting letter, which was signed eventually by 600 Catholic theologians around the world, ethicists and so on. So there was a huge negative response. And I would say that the vast majority of Catholics simply don't follow this teaching. And it's come to be assumed that this teaching really doesn't have to be followed. It's really not pushed that much, I would say, by your typical pastor and so on, who know that most people don't accept it. So I think it's an example of a teaching which, in Catholic terms, has not been received. In other words, it does not reflect the consensus of the people.
Rosemary Radford Ruther was then asked if there are any explicit teachings on sexuality in the Church.
Well, as I said before, this teaching is deeply rooted in this ideology of sexual repression. I think Dan McGuire did a brilliant exposition of the roots of that in St. Augustine. But obviously there's a whole other area, and maybe Dan could speak to this as well, in which the rights of conscience are very central, that people need to follow what really makes sense to them, and that this is a primary source for Catholic teaching. So I think that the rights of conscience are very key to, especially when you're dealing with something in which the hierarchy really doesn't have good experience. In fact, their experience is really counter to understanding the situation, and the lay people are the primary sources of information. And that's why this Vatican Commission actually asked three couples from France, from Canada, and from the United States who represented the Catholic family movement, because the assumption was that they really had the experience on which good teaching could come. And they were the key people who brought the kind of testimony. The Crowleys did a survey of 3,000 couples on their experience with so-called natural family planning, and they brought an overwhelming testimony that this not only didn't work, but it caused tensions and conflicts in the family, and really embittered people's relationships with one another. So I think that teaching on conscience would be very important.
This has been a Catholics for Choice podcast, and the second in our four-part series on the 40th anniversary of Humanae Vitae. For more information, including information on our newest publication, Truth and Consequence, A Look Behind the Vatican's Ban on Contraception, please visit our website at www.catholicsforchoice.org.